Darling, it's me, your sweet, loving girlfriend. What's taking so long, sweetie? It's only me. Nothing to be scared of. Calm down. I'm only doing this because I care about you, honey. Now, while you're tied up and gagged, I'm gonna take a sample of your hair. The follicle should let me know if you've been eating those yummy love potion pills I've been bringing you to school each day. Now, let me just take this back to my house and analyze it. It shouldn't take too long. I'll be back in an hour or two, maybe. You have been taking them, right? You don't want to know what happens if you've been going against my will. I'm only trying to take care of you, sweetie. I'm not going to untie you. You look so cute, all tied and bound like that anyway. Plus, you should be getting used to it because I've been thinking about all the ways I can play with you more. Good boy. Now stay there. Like you could escape anyway. See you in a bit, darling. I love you. Guess who? It's your beloved sweetheart again. I know you missed me. I love being gentle with you, just as much as I like giving you tough love, especially when you don't deserve it. Keeps you on your toes, doesn't it? Now, do you know why I'm upset? Rhetorical question, of course. Not like you can talk when you're gagged like that. But I think you know. You haven't been drinking your nutrients I've been so lovingly making for you each day. Darling, I expected better from you. I don't understand you sometimes, my dear. You could easily report me to the police and, well, after that, I'd just kill myself in despair. There's no point in living if I can't see you anymore. But, surprisingly, you don't report me. Ugh, that's confusing. Seems like you really do love me, you just wish I was a little less hardcore. Well, listen. This is how I'll always be. Take it or leave it, darling. Go hard or go home. That's what I always say. I expect you to be the same if you're going to stay with me, sweetheart. I promise you'll see my reasoning sooner or later. But as for now, you're just gonna have to trust me. From now on, I'm going to provide every meal for you. Don't worry about the cost. You can buy snacks and stuff if you want, but I'm gonna watch you eat every meal I make. Some will contain the love potion and some won't. I would be honest with you instead of playing this little game, but you've betrayed my trust, and you need to earn it back. You're my property, and I'm going to control you how I want. Doesn't that sound fun? Imagine all the memories we'll make together, all because of the love potion. As for your punishment, I'm going to keep you bound and toy with you how I please. Listen closely. I've been working on a topical form of the potion. One that can be absorbed through your skin instead of being injected with a needle, like I've usually been doing to you. Well, at least that's the way that I intend for it to work. Let's see how fast you react to it. I want to start somewhere safe. Just to try it out, you know. I'll rub some on your arm. It's pretty cold, isn't it? Don't worry. You'll get used to it. You know your body always heats up a lot after the love potion takes effect. You know, with all that blood rushing everywhere. I just want to slather this all over your body. I love running my fingers all over my perfect handsome boyfriend. Oh, what a cute guy. You still look scared as a mouse whenever I'm so doting and affectionate towards you. You should know there's nothing to be scared of. I'm kidding, of course. There's a lot to be scared of when I mess with you, my dear. Especially when you're not on your best behavior. But anyway, how do you feel? You seem really anxious and tense. I'm guessing this topical love potion didn't take effect as quickly as the other one. Oh well. This is the first batch I've made. I'll have to make something stronger if I want my sweetheart to go wild and ravish me. Oh, I have an idea. How about I put some of the love potion on a more sensitive area? Let's see how long this takes to make you hot and horny for me, darling. You look absolutely adorable being teased against your will. Bite your lip all you want. I know you're gonna whimper eventually. You simply won't last when I do this to you. This love potion lotion was supposed to be for you. That's what I brought it for, but you know I can't waste every time you burst. I need it inside of me. Don't look at me like that, silly. The lotion's edible. I would know. I made it myself. It has honey, vanilla, milk, and a few other things I won't tell you about. Plus, I'm already used to slurping up your mess, dear. I wouldn't want to waste it. It should be treated like liquid gold. It's so precious coming from a strong, smart, handsome man like you. So tasty. But I haven't had my fill yet. Aren't you gonna start running, sexy? You just watched me down a whole container of love potion. That's crazy on top of crazy. Too bad you're all tied up. You shouldn't worry too much, though. I put your sensitive area directly into the love potion cream, so you should be feeling an effect a few minutes from now. Huh? I know that look. I didn't think it would act this fast. Huh? Uh-oh. Looks like I'm not the one in control anymore. What are you gonna do out of your ropes like that, darling? Do you really think you can handle... What happened to you? I've never seen you get like that, darling. You really scared me. I bet I could still outdo you, though. So, what else can you do, huh? Maybe you're more tough than ever now, but I still don't think you could. I guess you're really gonna show me who's boss. Not if I do it first. Oh. So this is what you wanted to do to me all along, didn't you? You just weren't brave enough till now. What happened, sweetheart? You were a total beast, and now it looks like you're all worn out. Poor baby. Did the love potion expel from your body after you? Oh, I learned something new about my own formula today. So cute. You haven't forgotten that I swallowed all that love potion earlier, though. Did you? You know, earlier when I didn't want to let all your liquid gold go to waste? Now I'm even more ready to play than I was before. It seems like it's digested now, and I think it's taken effect. Oh, sweetheart. Don't look at me like that. You just ravaged me, darling. Don't I deserve a turn? Yeah? But what? Oh, shut up, cutie pie. You can't think straight when all you're focused on is the objective to survive around me. Not so tough now, are we? Aw, don't cover your face, babe. I want to see how cute you look when I play with you. I need more of your body. It's so sexy kissing your neck, 'cause I feel your jugular pumping against my lips. You keep on whimpering and panting like you just can't get enough of my kisses. I know what always messes with you big time. Let me see those fingers of yours. Yum. Yum. Um. only your fingers. Why do you act like it's the real thing? In fact, you act more embarrassed when I suck your fingers. It's almost as if it's your fetish. You never told me about this, babe. Perhaps I've, maybe, conditioned you to like it? Yeah. Is that so? That gives me so many ideas. You're not that hard to condition. Maybe you just melt like putty in my hands and you're so mesmerized by me that you're my toy. I'm gonna have you getting flustered about every part of my body. Be afraid. I mean, I'm already crazy about every inch of your body. I'd feel a little less weird if every part of my body flustered you too. It's only fair. So, darling, what are you really? A shrinking violet or a barbaric animal? Aw, I didn't expect you to seriously answer that. I love both sides of you equally. These past few weeks that I've been using you as my guinea pig, all of you've mustered up in the long term is the strength to just kiss me or touch me a little. Don't get me wrong. I love it when you touch me, sweetheart, but you only really let wild when I used the love potion on you. You're so shy and timid, aren't you? Aww. I love pinching your cheeks. Maybe I should just accept you like this. So sweet and shy. After all, if any other girl saw how you just manhandled me right now, they might want you for themselves. And I can't have that. She might end up losing a limb or three. My world would end if you were someone else's sweetheart. If I can't have you, then, you know, no one else can. Oh, also, sweetheart, it did make me a little sad when I found out you weren't taking the love potion pills I made for you. I want you to be able to trust me, okay? And I want to trust you. It felt really great to go wild on me like that, didn't it? Yeah. See? I know what I'm doing. I was wondering why you weren't horny for me by second period whenever I brought you those capsules. I almost cried, sweetheart. I should have just watched you swallow them. I'm still keeping my word about making you all your meals, by the way, sweetheart. I need to watch you eat everything so I can make sure you're ingesting the love potion whenever I feel like being manhandled by you again. I'll just change the formula so it only has immediate effects and not long-term ones. Not like there was much of a long-term change anyway. You're still as quiet as a mouse. This way, you'll either be a shy pushover or a total animal. I like it that way, though. Now, what other part of my body shall I make you hot for next? I'll let the thought of that scare you for the next couple of days, sweetheart. I love playing with you. And I love you, sweetheart.